Hello there, and welcome to episode 248 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. Took a couple of weeks off. They're very good weeks, personally, and I needed that. Launching right after June 9th, for example, there was a local summer-ish festival the weekend after I last recorded on June 9th, and we went to that. I got to enjoy watching the grandson, and this is all footage that will eventually come to the blog. I got to enjoy watching the grandson run around like the sweet little guy he is and play with bubbles and play at a splash pad and enjoy inflatable bouncy areas with one of his uncles helping him down the slide there. Same uncle, Sleepy, rode a mechanical bull with like an inflatable catch area so nobody was ever injured. So it's been, on a personal level, a good couple of weeks. Hellcat stayed over last weekend. Hellcat's going to be over Saturday night because we are going to go see tomorrow night Supergirl, which opened in theaters today, the 26th. I am greatly looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to have a completely different feel from Superman, as it should, which correctly honors the character, and we'll see where we go from there. I'm looking forward to it. I wish He-Man had done better in theaters. Supposedly Amazon is happy with the turnout of this initial launch, so I don't know if they're still planning on doing something or not, but we'll see. Otherwise, personally, we have a new cat interloper in the garage. Still trying to figure out what to do there. The kids are pressing pretty hard for catching the little orange invader rather than just letting it become super feral. Mostly because it's tiny. It's a tiny one. Very tiny. Definitely has just wandered away from its litter and is out exploring the world. We'll see. It's going to get hot this next week. Very hot. So definitely need to put some water out for the other strays in the area and go from there. We'll see. As far as like what else has been happening, one reason why I haven't been recording is because, frankly, not a lot has happened. Elon Musk became a trillionaire and then stopped being a trillionaire because it's only on paper. He doesn't have the true liquid assets. It's just, oh, I am worth $1 trillion because the SpaceX stock that just went public was worth that much. And then, of course, it tanked, as did the Tesla stock. And he stopped being a trillionaire because when it's all tied up in stocks, it's going to go everywhere. But there was the Sing Out protest organized by the same No Kings people to run opposite the UFC fight on the White House lawn on the 14th. That eyesore is finally over. I hear they lost a lot of money on the prospects, so probably won't be doing that again. And that's good. Very good. FIFA World Cup started. It's been nice catching a few different highlights. I don't follow sports in general much, so it's more of a cultural watch for me. The fact that the individuals are coming to the United States, they're coming to the cities that are blue for the most part, and they are getting to experience some of the best of the country. And I like that. There's the World Cup player from, I think, Germany who got to enjoy Waffle House and then Wendy's, and other players have experienced Taco Bell. It's, well, yeah, we Americans know how to snack, that's for sure. Even if our tendency to create new snacks has kind of fallen by the wayside in recent years, we do still know how to do snacks really well. The Obama Presidential Library opened in Chicago. I'm not talking much about the Iran war conflict because it's so wishy-washy. The House and Senate have voted a war resolution, but they also voted on a housing bill, and President Trump threw a little whiny hissy fit on the floor and said, no, I don't have the SAVE Act. Wah. You know what, guys? Republicans hold the White House, the Senate, the House, and the Supreme Court. The Republicans hold every single branch of government, and they still can't get anything done. What the crap, guys? For a party that claims to be a bunch of leaders, you're doing anything but. You're following lockstep behind the orange authoritarian and octatarian, there we go, authoritarian, and you're not thinking for yourselves. Only those that are now in lame duck sessions and have been primaried out are standing up, like Cassidy, disrespecting him. But why do we need a voter fraud act when there have been more cases post-pardoning of the J6ers getting into legal trouble and being rearrested? There are more of those than there are on record arrests of people that have committed fraud, voting fraud. Like, guys, just come on. It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Now, another enjoyable thing is that the Great American State Fair being held in Washington, D.C., it's a flop. As usual, as has been the case since his first inauguration, Trump inflated audience participant size numbers again. There were maybe 1,000 people, tops, according to NBC. But he's saying there were 45,000? Come on, man. He needs to get his eyes checked. Just really? Really? It's a facepalm moment. It really is. A Picard facepalm moment. But there we are. The President of the United States is an delusional 80-year-old. I wish he was an illusion, but he's real. We're just on the worst timeline. A claim as well that nobody walked out, that everybody stayed for his speech when there's footage of them walking out. It's like, why are you lying when it is so easy to prove the truth? For example, the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. The paint is peeling. It's turning green. It's algae soup. Congratulations, Mr. President. You have baked up, cooked up a very large pool of algae soup. And then you get cranky when people walk or touch the water. Like somehow it wasn't, it's random passerbyers that are causing the algae. Give me a break. Just give me a break. So up until recently, individuals would touch the reflecting pool water. It was frowned upon, but they could do it. They were allowed to do it. Now anybody who even dips a pinky into the water is suddenly a vandal. It's like, dude, when you put industrial strength hydrogen peroxide in the water, that's a paint stripper. You damaged your own pool. But no, it's the vandals. It's the vandals. You realize there's a 24/7 camera network aimed right at the reflecting pool. So if it was true, they would be parading around the fact that it had happened all over Fox News, all over everywhere, because it would be legitimate news. And instead, you just have lies. They're not even good lies because they get to be disproven with rational thought. Now, I'm fully aware that a good percentage of the population of the United States no longer has the ability to form rational thought, or we wouldn't be where we are, but it doesn't mean we can't fix it. The reflecting pool nonsense and just him in general, it's getting frustrating, even more so. But there we have it. The reflecting pool is suffering the natural consequences of bad planning, not vetting the person that was contracted, and doing it as cheaply and quickly as possible. That's where we are with that. It's utterly disgusting. Yeah, just shaking my head again at it. I want to move over. Still news, because the Steam Machine was announced. Let's distract ourselves with some fun stuff. Like, in the last couple of weeks, I snuck in a little bit of World of Warcraft. The new Fire Festival upgrades are absolutely phenomenal, and I wish I could do more. We'll see if I have enough energy to do more after I process this file. Spoilers, I won't. But main family game, Stardew Valley, has been restarted. We have ventured off into the fall season in Stardew Valley. But there we are. Oh, yes, the Steam Machine. Yeah, I'm tired. So let's just do a little bit of light comparison. The Steam Machine, for example, is touting a semi-custom AMD Zen 4, which can push up to 4.8 gigahertz or processor speed. Now, if we compare that, if we step back and just look at the specs, it's faster than a PS5. It's surpassed the PS5, which makes sense because it came out 6 years after the PS5. So that's not any huge accomplishment, but it is an accomplishment. When I measure it up against my personal laptop, it also still kicks butt, mostly on the processor side. I have the same amount of RAM, 16 gigs. I have the graphics card with 8 gigs of RAM on it. Meanwhile, that's exactly what the PS5 has on it as well, as far as the RAM goes. Let's see here. I am seeing various different stats on the PS5 as far as CPU goes, and that's because there's a base model, a slim model, and a pro model. But we'll compare it to the pro model just for the heck of it. And it looks like its max clock speed is 2.3 gigahertz, if this particular document on Wikipedia is to be trusted. My computer's faster than the PS5. Not by much, but it is. But now that the cat is out of the proverbial bag, what's the Steam Machine's actual specs? That 4.8 gigahertz, 16 gigs of RAM, 8 gigs of video RAM. So it's the processor. It's the processor that is king here compared to the PS5 and my own personal computer. Otherwise, it's a 512 gig solid-state drive or a 2 terabyte solid-state drive. They also both include the two models a high-speed micro SD card slot. They have Bluetooth. They have an integrated Steam controller wireless adapter. They allow for a DisplayPort or an HDMI. They have USB ports out the yin-yang. It's an impressive device. Good job. It's pleased to read these specs and go, oh, well, I don't really need it. This is not a device for me. It doesn't have a monitor built in, so you have to consider that as a secret expense. The basest model that doesn't come with a controller, cool, very cool. And then the 2 terabyte one is with a controller is $1,428. What I didn't do is look up the Steam Machine specs or the Steam Deck specs to compare it to the Steam Machine, but it already looks like it's going to be beefier. We'll see if that remains course, but it already looks that way. I think it's time for me to sign off and get to bed because there are some time gaps that are going to show up on the video version, but not on the audio version, thankfully. Thank you for that silent bit scrubber. As the world begins to fall apart and go insane, I am thankful that Hellcat found me when she did, and I'll leave it at that. Remember, my friends, my words are my own. I'm tired. Oh, wait. freedom and autonomy are the rights of all sentient beings. If you want to reach out, it's podcast@flameflesh.net, or leave a comment where you find us, where you find anything on the interwebs. And with that, episode 248, I am already in the works, by the way, of planning something for episode 250, but episode 248 is on the books. Take care.